Commentator Baxter Black makes no secret that his diet includes red meat and dairy products, and though he doesn't discriminate against vegetables, something he heard about plants is troubling his conscience.
I've recently learned that plants feel pain, and it inspired this sympathetic little poem called The Vegetarian's Nightmare, or A Dissertation on Plants' Rights. Broccoli power. Ladies and diners, I make you a shameful, degrading confession. A deed of disgrace in the name of good taste, though I did it, I meant no aggression. I had planted a garden last April and lovingly sang it a ballad. But later in June, beneath a full moon, forgive me, I wanted a salad. So I slipped out and fondled a carrot, caressing its feathery top. With the force of a brute, I tore out the root, and it whimpered and came with a pop. And then laying my hand on a radish, I jerked, and it left a small crater. Then with the blade of my true value spade, I exhumed a slumbering tater. Celery I plucked, I twisted a squash, tomatoes were wincing in fear. I choked the romaine, it screamed out in pain, their anguish was filling my ears. I finally came to the lettuce, as it cringed at the top of the row. With one wicked slice, I beheaded it twice. As it writhed, I dealt a death blow. I butchered the onions and parsley, till my hoe was all covered with gore. I chopped and I whacked without looking back. Then I stealthily slipped in the door, and my bounty lay naked and dying. So I drowned them to snuff out their life. I sliced and I peeled as they thrashed, and they reeled on the cutting board under my knife. I violated tomatoes. Yes. So their innards could never survive. I grated and ground till they made not a sound. Then I boiled the tater alive. And then I took the small broken pieces I had tortured and killed with my hands, and tossed them together, heedless of whether they suffered or made their demands. I ate them. Forgive me, I'm sorry. But hear me, though I'm a beginner. Those plants feel pain, though it's hard to explain to someone who eats them for dinner. I intend to begin a crusade for plants' rights, including chickpeas, and the ACLU will be helping me, too. In the meantime, please pass the blue cheese.
The comments of cowboy poet, philosopher, and former large animal veterinarian Baxter Black.